I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have broken clouds, 84 degrees. KSL's top story.
Utah's 2020 school year.
COVID-19 is forcing educators in three different school districts to make major changes in how they hold classes. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
In the Alpine School District, three schools, Lone Peak, Orem, and American Fork, are switching to a hybrid schedule, meaning kids will attend classes 2 days a week, then take online classes two other days. They say the hybrid method seemed to work well when Pleasant Grove had a high number of COVID-19 cases. In the Canyons District, Alta and Brighton have been pivoted towards strictly online learning for the next 2 weeks.
Granite School District has closed Olympus and Granger High Schools, so they're going to go with online learning, and Skyline High is getting close to the threshold of confirmed cases. Schools in the Davis District could go to 4 days a week on campus. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce says that's what the school board may decide tonight during a special meeting.
Many parents have been asking for more on-campus classes, arguing that online instruction is hard for working families. There's also concerns it's not as good academically, especially for special needs kids, and that students are missing out on extracurriculars, which affect their chances of getting into a good college. But thousands of people have also signed a petition to keep the current hybrid schedule, saying it's too risky to go back to campus at this point in the pandemic, and with coronavirus cases already forcing some students into quarantine.
Either way, the board votes tonight. The district says it's buying plexiglass dividers to keep teachers safe. And we have breaking news here on KSL News Radio. And what is sure to be controversial, Provo High School is going to skirt the restrictions on spectators at an upcoming high school football game against Wasatch High. KSLSports.com is reporting they're going to move the game, their homecoming game against Wasatch, to Spanish Fork, where there are no restrictions or fewer restrictions on the number of people in attendance. That way, their homecoming game can have fans, same people, but in a different community. KSL News Time 402. We'll have more on that story coming up. Now, here's Todd Fuchs.
Jeff, there's a new set of studies out from the Crossroads Urban Center that's looking at child homelessness in Utah. The issue is centered in Salt Lake County, and KSL News Radio's Dan Bama says they have some recommendations on how to help.
Over the past 3 years, more than 9,000 people and families with children have received services for the homeless in Salt Lake County. More than 2,000 of them were children under six. Bill Tibbetts with Crossroads Urban Center says there's one thing that could help many of them gain stability.
In Salt Lake County, we need to produce 150 new units of supportive housing for families with extended or repeated experiences of homelessness.
Tibbetts says many families experiencing homelessness in other parts of Utah wind up in Salt Lake County because of the availability of services here. Dan Bamas, KSL News Radio.
Louisville, Kentucky is under a state of emergency following a grand jury announcement in the death of Breonna Taylor. Maria Chaleos, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, the crowds are growing and police are threatening to take extreme measures if protesters don't disperse peacefully.
This is an unlawful assembly and we command all persons so assembled here to immediately and peacefully disperse. If you do not do so, we may dispense chemical agents and you will be arrested.
Protesters are angry that no murder charges were brought against officers involved in the death of Breonna Taylor. One fired former police officer was charged with wanton endangerment for shooting into a neighboring apartment. Taylor was killed as officers executed a no-knock warrant at her home. Reactions are pouring in from across the country. Governor J.B. Pritzker of neighboring Illinois spoke soon after the announcement.
The grand jury's lesser charge of a single officer does not address the loss of her life. Not nearly.
A federal civil rights investigation is still underway. and an emotional day in the nation's capital as Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's casket was carried up the steps of the Supreme Court. Tabor Lucchesi was there to pay her respects because Ginsburg inspired her to pursue a career in law.
I really admire her, and Friday was a blow, and I think all the people here are also feeling that way. Sorry, but getting a little emotional.
On Friday, Ginsburg's body will be moved to the Capitol, where she will be the first woman to lie in state. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
People across the state are still being charged for the human-caused wildfires this year. Jason Curry with Fire, Forestry, and State Land says sometimes investigations can last for months.
It can be delayed for weeks or months, sometimes just depending on what the investigation needs to support the charges.
Three teenagers were charged on Tuesday for allegedly igniting the Turkey Farm Road fire, which started back on July. That blaze burned nearly 12,000 acres of land north of St. George. There's new polling out in the race for Senate in Arizona, which Democrats are watching very closely. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
Democratic challenger Captain Mark Kelly leads Republican Senator Martha McSally by 1 point among likely voters. That's according to the latest ABC News Washington Post poll.
Ultimately, this is going to be a choice of what kind of country do you want to live in?
The battle could have implications over the Supreme Court vacancy. There's a scenario in which, if Kelly wins his race, he could be a senator in time to cast a vote. Kelly saying today he thinks whoever wins should be promptly sworn in.
In accordance with the law, when the election is done, I think it's important that if I was to win, that I get sworn in.
The seat is a special election. The winner could be sworn in sooner than other senators. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 4:06.
And more on the traffic situation on I-15. Ricky, what's the latest?
Yeah, it's really rough. Stop and go and some slow and go delays start northbound I-15 just as you're leaving Kaysville. It's all due to a crash northbound I-15, 2300 North and Sunset. Now is the time to think ahead and take an alternate route like Highway 89. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Oh, you finish work and you still have to think. Wow. Coming up, the music you should avoid while driving, specific songs that might spur an accident. Stay here. My Minute of News is coming up next. Let's get it crunk upon that
fun upon. A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.